Okay, we're back. Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been Jerry Peritzman.
Good morning again, and the sun's come out.
The sun is out now. And you know why the sun is out now?
Because it's Sunday.
No, come on. It's the Christina Liu show.
Absolutely.
That brings the sun out
never
every time.
Never rains on Christina.
It can.
It never rains. And actually, I didn't repeat this before, but Project Independence is the town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors stay at home. There is just so many things going on in this town. One, you call 311 and you'll get the information. And two, you listen to the Christina Liu show.
That's right.
So good morning.
Hello.
Good morning,
this is a great show. It's really flying by this morning. It's and I just wanted to start off the show by saying that the Romeos, I don't even know if they're aware, they've celebrated, it's their 5 years since you guys been together. I was looking back because I always knew it was September and I had looked it up and it was September 27th, 2010. Was the first meeting, and it was funny because I was just an intern when the Romeos were beginning, and I found a letter that I had wrote to Jerry saying, oh, you know, we come to the first meeting, and it's, and look, 5 years later, and the Romeos are still going strong, so we'll just do a little happy anniversary to the Romeos.
Well, thank you, right?
Yes.
That's tremendous.
And they are strong.
That's right.
Very opinionated, but very welcoming, so if you're doing nothing Mondays,
the first and third
Mondays, join us over at Great Neck at the Atria on Cutter Mill Road.
Yeah, it's
12
really
o'clock,
great.
Bring your lunch, stimulating conversation, heated arguments, but no venom whatsoever.
That's right. They all walk out as friends.
Okay.
Certainly
no matter how heated it gets, which is always, and I really recommend people to go. It's a great group.
What time is it again?
Noontime.
Noontime, okay.
Bring your lunch. They provide coffee, tea.
Good, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, and I think there's about close to 30 people on the list now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Generally speaking, we get between 15 and 20 showing up.
It's amazing, it really is. But it's just nice to see it. You know, it started off as just one Monday every month, and then it was, you know, oh, we want to meet more. And they get together outside of that, too. So it's really, it's just a great group.
Now, I'm not going to bring up a negative, but I know there was the lady group that didn't work.
Yes.
Right? That's okay.
Yes, they didn't go as strong as the Romeos. But
Jerry, what does it say about the guys versus the ladies? When we commit to something,
right, the ladies needed a moderator. The Romeos don't need any of that. Right. I just send the postcards out every month, and they're good to go.
Yeah.
But I just want to say happy anniversary to the Romeos, which are very dear
and congratulations.
To my heart. Yes, absolutely. You know, it's fall is here, and we're approaching Veterans Day. So there's a lot of great veteran programs that have been occurring within the town and that are coming up as well. And yesterday there was, which is one of my favorite events that community service has, is the Veterans Breakfast. And there was over 300, I want to say, veterans there.
You were there?
Oh,
I was there, yes.
Okay.
And it was really great.
It was a packed house. I mean, it was
You know what the most wonderful thing I found out there is that it crosses the generations of wars.
Absolutely.
I came by myself, and I was getting in line to get the wonderful food that was supported by the credit union out there. And
Bethpage.
Bethpage.
And the guy behind me said, what are you, a Korean War or WW2? I said, I'm WW2. He said, are you sitting with him? He said, no. He said, come join us.
Nice.
Now, he had been in Vietnam. He was a Purple Heart veteran of Vietnam, but the most welcoming, wonderful guy. And I was eating something and talking and started to choke. He said, you okay? Can I get you some more? I mean, it really transcended the 70 years from 1945 when I served to today. And that was the wonderful openness, plus the great information that came by the people who were sponsoring the event.
Absolutely.
I say if you're a vet, keep that day open, go. You meet interesting, fascinating people, And the town does a fabulous job of providing information on services specific to veterans' needs.
Yeah, it was really wonderful, and I mean, I just love it, you know. Yeah. And it's just amazing because you see everyone, and it's just nice to give a thank you back to them for, I mean, it's the least that we really could do. And there was a bunch of vendors. Project Independence was actually one of them at the event, but I was actually going around because I want to get people on the radio show for it, because there was tons and tons of different services out there. And I think it's, you know, that's half the battle, is finding out what is available. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't even know. And a lot of people spend their whole lives not realizing what they're entitled to.
I met a woman whose who was part of what's called the British War Veterans Association, whose husband had served in the British Army and died. And she was there. And you could see how much social involvement was important to her.
Wow.
That she could go around talking to people, sitting with people who had a common experience.
Yeah, it's really,
and really, she lit up because she was there. If you're a vet or a spouse of a vet, next year, put it on your calendar.
Yeah, and what's really great is that Project Independence, where all of our social workers, you know, are familiar with different vet services, but what we're doing in 2016.
Kim came by, gave me a big hug and a kiss, and it was really lovely. It was really great.
And we're going to actually have one of our social workers is going to be designated for one day a week as being a vet specialist.
Really?
So she's going to go around and beginning, you know, in 2016, she's going to, you know, because there's so much information out there. So that's going to be part of her job, you know, responsibility.
Right.
So if you call 311 and say, I'm a veteran and I want to know, you know, what I'm entitled to, she
have
actually
can. Have they picked the person yet?
Yep, Gail Sellis.
Oh, Gail, I thought it was another job for you.
You know, it's me, guys. But, you know, so I think that's really great because, like I said, it's just, you know, and the town just does it. You know, there's a veterans committee the town
has.
And then, I mean, it was just designated as a Purple Heart town. So they're very proactive in this as well. And I just also want to let everyone know that the American Legion and AARP have set up drop boxes throughout different locations in North Hempstead. One's at Town Hall, that's in Manhasset. There's at the Village of Great Neck Plaza, there's a box. The New Hyde Park Village Hall in New Hyde Park, there's one, and Clinton G. Martin Park, and also at the New Hyde Park Library. So there's these boxes, and you'll see there's a big poster above it. But they're collecting non-perishable food items just to donate, as well as you know, toilet paper and paper towels. There's a whole list of different things they're collecting, and that's just going to be for this month. So I just want to encourage everyone, you know, if you're in the area, you know, anything, you know, you possibly can donate would be wonderful. So you can call 311 if you want a list of all of those items. So
it's pretty, actually, just the only thing which I always bring to people's attention, no glass.
Yep, no glass.
Just,
absolutely.
You know, you go to these wall bombs, or whoever, they're going out of business. Whoever has the 10, you know, buy 10 there, it's a dollar, and you buy a few extra.
Mm.
It's
it
a
is.
Great
it's
idea.
It's really just, you know, because and anything helps, so it's always just a good thing to do, and especially with Veterans Day coming up. And I also want to remind everyone that's listening out there, too, is that we still do our Veterans Oral History segments here that are some of my absolute favorite segments. So if you're a vet or know a vet, no matter, you know, what war you were in, if you were in combat or not in combat, we would love to interview you and archive your story here at CW Post. So
perfect. And just call 311.
Absolutely.
Right? Call 311. Ask for Christina.
That's right.
And then she'll square
and
it away.
I'll call you right back and we'll talk about it. So it's just great. And then we also have coming up on Wednesday, October 14th, this is great, the Parks Department, in conjunction with the town board, is having Autumn Treat, it's called. And that's going to be Wednesday, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. at Harbor Links Clubhouse, and that's in Port Washington. And it really should be nice because there's going to be music from the Long Island Conservatory of Music, and there'll be a tent of all different desserts, which I saw the picture and I was pretty sold on this event. Are they serving these delicious apple cupcakes? I'm not sure, but it's $15 for tickets. They take checks as well, and you could also pay at the door. So it should be a really nice event. And Harbor Links is a nice facility, so.
Oh, it's a great spot.
It's going to be music.
Yep, the Long Island Conservatory, and then dessert. So there'll be music and desserts at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October 14th.
Have they ever done anything like that before? I never saw
I don't think they. I think this is the first year they've actually combined, you know, doing these things. You know, a lot of the programs are based upon suggestions of different residents in the town, so I think they suggested that, which it should be just a beautiful day. So,
and actually, you know what? I don't know. I'm going to announce it anyway. I think it's acceptable. Conflicting with that, also that night is the League of Women Voters debate at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at Shelter Rock, starting at 6 o'clock. And every candidate in the town of North Hempstead that's up for office will have a debate. So it's going to be both sides, for the supervisor, for the two councilman seats, for receiver of taxes, for the legislature, for Nassau County.
And can anybody go to that?
Or anybody can go.
Have to register for
registration. I mean, it is
no
first come first.
For that.
There's no charge. Just the League of Women Voters puts it together every year. And so people, it's interesting. Maybe it's like 15 minutes per candidate because it's a long night. So you could either come first for a little while or go back
and
forth.
And then go get some desserts after the debate.
No.
Right.
Sounds like a night for me, guys.
So long as there's cookies or cupcakes or cake, Christina's there.
That's right. And I also think what's really interesting is that Supervisor Bosworth has been, she did this also last year as well, that with before the 2016 budget, they always put it through before, you know, Election Day occurs. So on there's going to be on October 13th and October 20th, both at 7:30 p.m., they're asking for, you know, the public can come and give their thoughts on the budget. And, you know, the budget had kept within the 0.73% tax cap. So it's really great because I said, listen, it's amazing that she is willing to have you sit there and give your opinion and be heard, you know, in your opinions of everything. And you could actually access the budget at the North Hempstead website, which is www.northhempsteadny.gov. And it's redesigned. I don't know if you've seen it. It's very fancy, the Newtown website.
Really?
Yeah, the whole layout, it's really user-friendly now. It really looks amazing. So the actual budget vote will be on October 29th at 7:30 p.m.
Perfect. And the other thing, too, in last year, and I'm assuming this year, it's always the same, it's a unanimous vote.
Yeah.
So it's not. There's no conflict. Yeah. It's you have to work with everybody. And at the end of the day, the only way to move forward in government is if we all work together.
Yeah, and I think that's what's really amazing, especially in the town of North Hempstead, is that, you know, without cutting programs or services, you know, it's trying to keep it, you know, at all these factors in together, which I think are is just great in the town. So definitely, if you're interested, October 13th and October 20th at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, you could go to the budget hearing. So
perfect.
That's great. And then, of course, there's no shortage of Project Independence programs coming up in October just alone, which is amazing. And I want to encourage everyone that our first program of flu shots was this Wednesday. We have one today. We're going to have another one on Tuesday and another one on October 21st. So I just want everyone to know that the one on October 13th is at Port Washington Senior Center from 10 a.m. to noon, and you just call 311 and make an appointment for that.
Is there any charge for those flu shots?
No charge.
Yeah.
It is totally free. And then October 21st at the Yes We Can Community Center from 1 to 3, they'll be offering it as well. So definitely call 311 and make your appointment.
Perfect. What we're going to do before we continue on with the Christina Liu Show, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.